Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Before that, though, you know well at this stage that Daniel Whiffen won gold for Ireland in the 800 metres freestyle final yesterday at the Olympic Games in Paris. Just absolutely incredible. And look, naturally, his family have been doing loads of different interviews in the aftermath of all of that. And I was reading some comments from his mum today in an interview, and she obviously she talked about how proud she was of her son, and you know, she said it's lovely to say you're the mum of an Olympian, but she also credited his success in taking home gold at the Olympics all down to their highly competitive family. I thought it was a really, really interesting comment, and I'm wondering, you know, is being competitive good for you? Particularly when you see the success that we've had at the Olympics, and as was mentioned in sport there, still likely more to come. Westmeath ladies footballer Karen is with me on the line today. Karen, like, in your view, is being competitive a good thing?
Hello, thanks for having me today. Yeah, I think it's great to have that competitive environment around you, and I was actually listening to Daniel after he won that gold medal, and I'm talking about his twin brother and how kind of he could hear him in the crowd nearly and how it drove him on. So I suppose it's had a massive impact for him. And you hear a lot of the Olympians this week talking about the environment they're surrounded by and that they're surrounding themselves with people who are competitive and it makes them all better. And I suppose they're showing and talking about how important it is. So it does show like that it pays off in the long run, like if you're in that environment and immersing yourself in it.
In your home, in the Hegarty household over the years, Karen, like, was getting involved in sport and in football, was that something your parents had an interest in? Was it something that you decided yourself you wanted to get involved in?
Yeah, it was kind of a mixture of both things there. I live in the countryside and I'd have a lot of neighbours that are around my age and we always were outside kicking a ball together, competing with each other to see who could do better, whether it was football or soccer, or we'd be out on the trampoline and we'd be playing different sports and we were always competing with each other to do better. And then I suppose it was through all of that that then we ended up being brought into the GAA club in town and started playing there. And I suppose ever since it's been competitive, and I have a sibling who's 3 years older than me, and Sophie, I'd be competing with all the time. Like growing up, we would have pushed each other to the limit.
Yeah.
And still do.
And like, was there a push from home? I don't necessarily mean like pushy parents, but was there that push to be competitive or to try and make the county team as you did, or like was that something that came from the house?
Yeah, I suppose they were the ones bringing me in and out of training and bringing me to places. They never pushed me too hard in terms of I wouldn't call them overly pushy, but they were definitely putting things in place to make sure that I had the right environment around me and that I was able to go to all these places. And I suppose I'm forever grateful that they did kind of bring me to games and bring me to matches and show me kind of the way to do it. Even from a young age, like I remember I played on the boys team growing up and sometimes it was hard. I was the only girl. And I remember one day they were going to Newry and I kind of, you know, I was young, I was under 10 and I didn't really want to go at 6 o'clock in the morning, but my parents come in and they're like, "Come on now, you told them you were going," so out the door I went.
You have to go.
Had a great day.
Yeah.
And I actually remember the day, like, and it was just the competitiveness of it all and people driving you on all around you, like, was just great. And like, you still surround yourself with people like that, like, you'd know that, like, all the friends I have and stuff are really involved in sport and they have the same mindset, I suppose. It helps.
Tony is on the line as well, Karen. Tony's a coach and runs the Shankill Academy for children. What's your view on this about competition and competitiveness, Tony, and whether it's a good thing for children?
Yeah, well, I tell you, children are competitive by nature. Like, I'll have wall-to-wall grandchildren here later on today and they'll be competing for my attention and Nanny's attention. So, like, it's in their nature. So competition is good for them if it's kept in perspective. The only time the problems arise is if the coach or the guardian fail to recognise the child's ability.
So the,
maybe
if the parent
them competing thinks they're at the wrong level.
Yeah, thinks they should be better than they are, maybe.
Maybe, or maybe sometimes it works the other way. They might have them in a competition that it's too easy for them. because like sport is like life, isn't it? It's ups and downs, and you know, if you get it too easy, that's not good for you. If you get it, if your head's above water, if it's hard to keep your head above water all the time, that's not easy either. But in the little academy that I have three different levels. I have kids coming with friends. They're only there because their friends are there. I have other kids that come to get fit to do a few skills. And then there's the other ones that want to be the next Katie McCabe or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, they'll all find their own level. But I think it's very important that the coach or guardian recognises what level they should be at.
And the parents probably need to take that on board as well, I'm sure, when they've been told that. Yeah. But what about you, Paul? Your daughter plays ladies football. Like, is it a good trait to be competitive? Is it a good trait to have, Paul? Have I got Paul? Is Paul with us? It's 1800-453-106. That's the number, though, if you do want to get in touch with us. Paul, can you hear me okay? You can. No, we'll try and get Paul back. Ronan Sands, though, is on the line. Ronan is a football player with DCU and Rock Celtic in Dundalk. What's your view on being competitive, Ronan?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I think it ranges for every person and every player for their relative sport and for their relative level. And I've sort of been lucky enough to play with a lot of talented players and groups and stuff from all levels, but I think it's a really good thing to be competitive. I think, in my opinion, every player, especially my age now, I'm 23 now, but I feel like every player should have pride in sort of wanting to win and wanting to compete the best level everyone can. And I know sort of with our college team, when you build a group and you build sort of a lot and you work hard towards competitions and to matches, be competitive in training and in matches again, like it's definitely worthwhile, definitely, yeah.
Have you always been that competitive or keen or eager to win, or was that something that was heavily influenced by home?
I think it does sort of stem from within, to be honest. Yeah, I'm just the kind of person I am. I kind of sometimes get the better of me. I'm almost nearly too competitive. I want to sort of win every little small-sided match, end of training, and every single drill possible, and sometimes it can consume you and get the better of you. And I think sort of finding a fine line, knowing that like at the end of the day it is just a game, but at the same time wanting to win and wanting to do your best, being competitive is important.
Yeah, like I do wonder though, and you know, you often see it in some people's households where maybe if their parents or even one of their parents, the mum or dad, are big into sport or played in team competitive sports, that those kids then, like, I wonder, are they just naturally interested in that? Is it something that they do it because they see it being done at home? Is it a case that they're maybe often pushed into it? Maybe it doesn't matter though, does it?
I think the parents do have a huge influence, especially on children. I know from my own perspective, I wouldn't even let my mother go to a match to watch a game because it would be shouting on the sidelines. She had her own permanent ban from me. So and even nowadays, we kind of have a running joke in with our Rock team now that kind of going back to your girlfriend or to the mother after, saying how'd you get on, and they kind of look at you differently if you win. So you nearly want to win in that sort of perspective as well. Like, so I do feel like your external factors in your life and the other characters in your life outside of the team and outside of the game kind of definitely do add to how you do view competitiveness and how you do want to win.
Just coming, Paul, from a competitive family, as Daniel Whiffen's mum, Rachel, pointed out, does that help?
Oh, definitely, 100%. We're very competitive. Well, it's me. I'm to blame. Now, my daughter, as you know, Andrea, you and I have spoken before. She plays at a very high level, plays football.
Yes, yeah.
And like Amy would be like me now, if she loses or she misses a penalty or something like that, the house nearly goes out the window. But she got that from me, unfortunately.
Because I was like, is it good or bad?
You know, now, and the gas thing is, like, my wife, she won't even come to a football match because she can't, she doesn't get it. She doesn't get the competitive thing. She just does not get it. You know, sure, it's only a ball, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's only a game.
But like, you know the game 30 seconds? We play that in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. The guards nearly have to be called.
There's war, is there? This is like people playing Monopoly at Christmas and stuff, and there's all sorts of domestics.
oh, come here, there could be glasses and plates flying.
Right.
You know, it's unbelievable, you know. But that's just, it's great fun, though. Great fun. But listen, you know, when it comes down to being, like, if you're going to compete, let's be competitive. That's my motto. And every sport, you know, you compete in sports.
And what about the fun part? Or...
Well, you see, this is it. This is it, because I have a full hand experience of the fun part as well. Now, especially in the League of Ireland, my daughter has made so many friends, but yet when they're on the pitch for 90 minutes, they have a go at each other. They're competing against each other. But the camaraderie, the hugs and the love and the respect that they all have for each other at the end of the game, and that, like, I'm still friends with parents of my daughter's friends that played on different teams. But, like, you know, particularly in the soccer, like, for the 90 minutes, yeah, okay, we're out there to win. But after that, like, it's hugs and how's things, how's your mom, how's all your family? And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If you're going to compete, you've got to be competitive. That's just, and if somebody, you know, obviously somebody would disagree with me, but that's just the way I am.
Okay.
That's just my...
Yeah, and I do wonder, though, like, you know, if Amy, if your daughter was in a different household and you weren't that competitive, would she have that same competitive streak in her?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose 100%. People can have it themselves, can't they? It doesn't have to necessarily come from a parent.
And that stemmed. Now, remember, I wouldn't have been involved. Now, this will just prove that it wasn't me. I wouldn't have been involved as much when Amy was a lot younger. Like, I'm sure you did it yourself, the Irish dancing, right? Mm. And you know that that's extremely competitive. Now, I didn't teach her how to Irish dance or anything like that. She had, you know, but, you know, that's where she started kind of. That's where kind of her sporting, like I do consider Irish dancing as a sport, because you've got to be physically fit to do what them.
There's no doubt about how competitive it is anyway. There's certainly no question about that. Mark Fennell is on the line with us too, Paul. Mark, of course, author and life coach. What's your take on this, Mark? Is it a good thing to be a competitive person?
It is, to a point, and it's a great question. I tell you why, because look, I'd be very competitive. My wife would be very competitive. But at the same time, where I've seen it go to the limits. We all love the bit of crack around the table, and obviously, you know, there's a bit of diversion when someone's beating someone else, Monopoly or otherwise. But where competition comes, where's the problem? So I'm all on for competition. However, I'm being competitive. There's a line in the sand, though, because what ultimately it can kind of create in a person is that I have to be the best in order to be happy. And it kind of sends that little message in their head. Now, I've had clients who'd be household names come to the end of their retirement. They're not being talked about anymore. They're not being invited to the, you know, the football dinner or whatever at Christmas because they're not in the team anymore. And they start to realize, who am I now? What am I now? And they can get quite frustrated. That's on the other end now. That's kind of down the road and they're kind of coming to retirement or out of it. My point is, we have to make sure being competitive is fantastic to a point. But what's more important is learn how to win, but also learn how to lose. And learn that, you know, being the best is not always the objective. It's the fact that you've showed up and done your best, the old cliche. Now, to a competitive person, it's like, well, I play to win. I don't play to lose or come second. And I get that. Look, I'm a high-performance coach. That's what I do with people. We play to win. But it's knowing how to deal when you don't is the lesson that we don't always get taught by coaches in sports and otherwise, because it can lead to many things.
Yeah, that is a hard thing, isn't it, Karen? It can be difficult when you have that huge innate desire to win. It can be hard to know how to lose.
Yeah, I think that's, I suppose, what sport teaches you about winning and losing and how you kind of cope with both. I think it's a great skill to have as well, especially for young people. I'm a secondary school teacher, and even in the classroom, like, I can see the children, the kids that play sport and the ones that don't, because they can kind of, they're very resilient. They have that character where, you know, they know that if they work harder, they can improve on things. And it really does help them. It gives them a lot of life lessons.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's hard at the start when you're losing. You're, you know, I'd be crying and taking it very personally and, you know, wondering what went wrong or why did that happen. But I suppose the more you play, the more you learn, and where you kind of find coping skills and ways to use your losses as learnings for the future and really enjoy wins, I think, along the way.
Go on ahead, Mark.
One of the things that actually happens, and it's great that, you know, learning how to lose and learning the lessons from losing is always really probably the most important lesson. But what tends to happen is the competitiveness in the person comes home with them. And what it can lead to in people is they start, should we say, focusing more on comparing themselves You know, not just now on the pitch. It's now what I'm wearing, what I'm driving, where I'm living. It starts to go into other areas of their life, and that's when it can go too far. And how to know it's gone too far is because the person is more obsessed with keeping up with the Joneses than actually being happy in themselves. That's what I've seen happen. Very competitive people over time, that's the bad fruits of it, unfortunately.
So this is because this is the negative side of being too competitive.
Yeah, it's like sibling rivalry is healthy, but then people start having, you know, your sister gets a house and, I need to have a bigger house than her, and it starts to come into the home. And now it's not just the Monopoly table anymore. Now it's a bit more serious. It's the real house.
Piccadilly Lane is a real place.
Yeah, and like, this is the problem. And so that's when it's one thing that probably doesn't get taught enough. And I know sports is fantastic for teaching it, but a lot of people who aren't in sport are very competitive. And so if it's in their job, money becomes the kind of, I suppose, the trophy,
the competition,
and the status.
Yeah.
And that's when being competitive becomes more...
The occupation.
It's not helping. It's not helping when it gets to that level.
Are you more likely to be competitive, Mark, if your parents are?
It can be from osmosis, but not always. It's quite interesting. It comes down to family dynamics and interaction between the interplay between parents. Because if a child sees that dad is brilliant at football and the child says, I'm no good at football, the child will give up ever wanting to play football and actually is repulsed by it because he said, I'll never be as good as dad, so what's the point in even playing? And dad's always disappointed when he sees me kick a ball, so what's the point? So it can actually have the reverse play, and you can actually have a child that goes the opposite way, away from sport. But then it's just like everything else. You'll have children then who go, well, I'm half decent. Dad says I am. Oh, I want to play sport more. So the main thing I would say, and this is quite a key point.
Very interesting.
Even in siblings, even in families or whatever, they're not all going to be the best at whatever sports, right? It's finding what that child is good at. Because what you'll find is you've two kids, both play soccer. One's good, one's not as good as the other. They haven't found their space. But if you put them into a sport, say they go to rugby and now they're like a fish to water, their confidence will soar. So it's finding the sport, it's finding the thing that makes them come alive, that they're really good at and they can be actually competitive at. So that's important. The key is, though, not trying to force them into a sport that they're not good at, because that actually has the opposite effect on their self-esteem.
Yeah, you do see that, though, don't you, with friends?
You do.
You know, where one parent, or like I see it with friends of mine where even some of their parents might have played intercounty football or that over the years, and they weren't maybe really all that interested in it. But like, and then they kind of felt like a little bit of a failure, you know, because they
This is what happens, especially if you've got two or three kids and one's brilliant. Oh, look, the golden child, you know, but the others aren't as good. And now they feel like they're letting the parents down. We're a failure, I'm no good at sport. It just means they mightn't have found their sport. But I suppose a real important thing to remember is that don't try and live out your career again through your children if you've had a career in sport. You know, I've seen that happen too, and they say, well, I was brilliant at that, so they're going to do it. I've seen a dad trying to make his child be good at snooker, and the child was no good at snooker, and he brought him to tournaments, he got him trade. He was with Ken Doherty at one point. But and I remember a coach saying, he doesn't have it. You know,
just leave it.
Right,
bring him to something else.
But the dad was so good at it, so he was trying to relive his life through it. We have to listen and see what the kids are good at, because some kids are going to love music and they won't even like sport. And encourage what they love to do, because that's what they'll be good at. And that helps their self-esteem overall. And making sure that the competition side between, you know, siblings doesn't spill over into full-on arguments.
Absolutely fascinating. Thanks a million, Mark Fennell, for joining us on the programme today. Ronan, Paul, Tony and Karen Hegarty there as well. Thanks a million for your time. Niall makes the point. Competition is healthy and it does help to kids to improve. Modern day parents, though, seem to try to protect their kids from everything, including losing. It's okay to lose. It's okay not to come first. Builds resilience and helps also the children to learn.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.